and welcome to Leanne's Voice, where I talk about everything to do with the voice, with tips and hints to help those who are budding voiceovers or those that just want to speak more effectively with the voice that they've got. Now, I was looking at something in psychology today about the power of your voice, and do you like the sound of your speaking voice? Because many people don't really, and your voice often reveals or hints towards your life experience, your class, your education, social status, culture, development, psychological stance, a whole bunch of stuff. Your voice expresses who you are. It can express strength, weakness, emotions, confusion, fun, and anything in between. And a lot of our expressions in our voice and in our mind are often nurtured from childhood. So sometimes loss, sadness, or depression can affect how you sound. And in the article, it was saying a man went through a breakup, but he took it really hard, and he lost confidence in who he was as a person, as a man, and it made him speak in a kind of low and weak voice. So your situations that you're in can really affect how you sound, and even how you sound to yourself. And then there was another part in the article where there was a female client, and she was in her late 20s. She had this little girl voice, which is often what people call my voice, this little girl voice, that made her sound like she was a preteen. She disclosed that she was the youngest sibling in her family. She was spoiled as a baby, and she frequently got what she wanted by using her cute little adorable little girl's voice. And that's how she got what she wanted growing up. And then this underdeveloped voice worked so well for her in her youth that she never really evolved or grew out of it as a woman. Even as an adult going into professional jobs as a manager, she required a voice that was reflective of her maturity and authority, and she found it so hard to nurture a mature woman's voice and to grow away or up from this little girl's voice that she had so skillfully mastered. And a question was posed in this article, like, can you change a monotone voice? Yeah, of course you can. You can definitely change it with training and coaching, because speaking is a dance. That's how I see it. It's a rhythm. English is one of those that kind of dance up and down and it moves around. It's not like, that's just dead, man. That's boring. And you can change it by training, listening with your ear, practicing, imitation. So it depends on what you need to talk about. That will determine how much expression and movement, tone, intonation you put into it. And it also depends as well how to change your voices. How are you encouraged as a child to express yourself while speaking? We're always told to be quiet, speak louder, speak quieter. All of these things can really, you can hold them and inhibit them in you when you're actually speaking. And you may not even know it, you know? So your voice reflects your family history, your relational history, your cultural norm, your social expectations, as well as your confidence in yourself, if that makes sense. And your insecurities come out too. You can improve the sound of your voice. You do need coaching. You do need training. You need lots of practice and imitation, and just be having the mindset that you can do it. Okay. So if you want to know more about improving your voice, please get hold of me on leanne@leannesvoice.com. And of course, have a great and amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.